everybody's been talking about it. So I'm here today, Amla Epinobi with Prager University, to give you my take on Juneteenth. And just to preface this, it's not going to be anything radical. I'm not coming at your throats. I'm not going to be angry about anything that's going on right now, because I don't think it deserves that sort of energy. And I've seen a lot of people on both sides of the aisle going back and forth, being very angry about what's happening right now with Juneteenth, and people on the left defending it and blah, 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 blah. I just want to state the case, because I think there's a narrative that we are not seeing here when it comes to Juneteenth, the now federally recognized holiday in America. And I do have notes here because, of course, I want to get this right. This is a sticky subject to step in, and you kind of feel like you have to walk on eggshells when you're talking about this. Funny enough, I'm going to talk about why you feel the need to walk on eggshells when we come on this. It is a very ingenious trick specifically made by the radical left to make it so that you cannot possibly oppose something like Juneteenth. So let me give you the perspective here. If you're not familiar with what Juneteenth is, that will be tomorrow, now a federally recognized holiday that celebrates the emancipation of slavery. Kind of, not quite. It celebrates the emancipation of slaves in Galveston, Texas, and the announcement of which it was made in that state to emancipate slaves. Great, good, love it. A disclaimer, nobody is against the emancipation of slaves. I can't find a single person who would tell you any differently than what I just told you. Nobody is against the emancipation of slaves. That is a great, wonderful thing. As a Black American, I really do appreciate that that happened. But what is happening right now is that Juneteenth is being pushed as this major narrative, and it is being pushed. I'm sure you're seeing it everywhere. If you are hearing me talk about this for the first time, I am baffled. But Juneteenth is being pushed because it perpetuates the very same narrative of things like critical race theory here in America. And what is that narrative? The narrative is that Black Americans are oppressed and that white Americans are the oppressors. So Black, great, we need to help them, they are victims. White, bad, colonizers, they are the ones who have been doing the oppressing. They are the ones who have enslaved us. And Juneteenth is an avenue of which we push that narrative. And I'm just gonna refer back to my notes here. So if you don't see how this is so ingenious, let me tell you how it's ingenious. Because if you come out and you say, you know what, I'm feeling kind of fishy about this whole Juneteenth thing, you look like a bigot, because who could possibly oppose a holiday that celebrates the emancipation of slavery? And again, I will say I'm not against the emancipation of slavery, obviously, in any way, shape, or form. But the left has set it up to where you come out and you say, you know what, I don't think Juneteenth should maybe be a federal holiday. And you look like a bigot who is discriminating against people. So why is Juneteenth, or the premise of celebrating the emancipation of slavery, a problem? Again, it's because we push this narrative that white is bad, they're oppressive, and Black people are victims. And I want to just ask you guys a question today. What do you think of when you think of Black Americans? And the left will tell you, I think victim, I think slavery, I think unequal, I think oppressed. And me as a conservative, I would tell you, I don't think of anything, because I don't attribute characteristics to a person based off of their skin color. I would never do such a thing. Black Americans are all different. We are all diverse. We all have different values. We all have different feelings. We all have differences in our lives. And what Juneteenth aims to do as a federal holiday is to ascribe characteristics to people based on race. It perpetuates a narrative that Black people in this country are oppressed, and that we still have systems that are systemically racist and that are founded on white supremacy in this country, which is absolutely not true. We are not held back in any way, shape, or form. And you have to beg the question, what has Juneteenth accomplished for anybody now that it's a federal holiday? You get a day off of work. Well, this year it's a Saturday. Maybe next year you get a day off of work. But what does it really do? What has it accomplished for the Black community in particular? Because this is supposed to be a celebration specifically for the Black community. Nothing. It accomplishes nothing. So you have the establishment politicians who push this through to you, and they go, here you guys go. Here's Juneteenth. We are so progressive. We had made so much progress in America. And then they turn a blind eye to all the other problems that the Black community is facing. But now you get to look and you get to see on Instagram that everybody's celebrating Juneteenth, and you get to celebrate. Wow, great. While all these other problems keep continuing to happen, Black communities are devastated here in America. Look at the drugs. Look at the gun violence. Look at the gang violence. Look at the illiteracy rate here in America with Black Americans. Yet you got Juneteenth, so that must have saved it, right? That must have fixed everything. It is a metaphorical band-aid. It is a federal virtue signal that absolutely does nothing but separate us and racially divide us. Over and over and over and over again. It is no wonder that we've been hearing about race all through the news, all through social media, and now we get to hear about it every single year on June 19th. And you know what? I'm not excited about it. And again, it is not because I somehow oppose the emancipation of slaves. Nobody opposes that. But think about slavery. Now, every single nation, every single ethnic group has experienced slavery. There are people still today experiencing slavery. Look at Africa. If you were truly against slavery, this holiday would have nothing to do with America, yet it is specifically subscribed to Americans. And it is because the left views America, our governance, our institutions, our systems as inherently racist and founded in white supremacy. And when you believe that, what is the fix? What do you do when all of your institutions are shrouded in this evil ideology? You have to take down all the institutions and you have to take down all the systems. And Juneteenth, although sounding great on paper and in theory sounding amazing, is just a way to get Americans to acknowledge that our systems and our institutions are founded on the backs of slavery, on the backs of white supremacy, and on the backs of some sort of colonial narrative. And that is not true at all, and it will make our country fall apart. So again, the emancipation of slavery is a fantastic thing, but now we have gotten Juneteenth born out of that, a holiday that will do nothing for Black America. It will do nothing to fix the racial divide that we are currently experiencing right now, and only serves to perpetuate a narrative that pits us against each other and makes us subscribe characteristics to the people we see based on their color. That is all I have to say about it. So when you think about June 19th, think about whether or not you're celebrating Juneteenth. Think about whether or not you're celebrating something good, or if you've been tricked by the establishment into now admitting that America is a white supremacist, colonialist country, which we are not. Thank you. That's all I have to say. Think about it, marinate on it, and see how you feel about June 19th. Bye, guys.